Good afternoon, New York, and the rest of our listeners around the globe. My name is June Stoyer, and I'm the host of the Organic Dee Radio Show. Our podcast is available on iTunes, Zune, and you can also visit our website at www.theorganicview.com. If you'd like to be on the show or would like to find out about sponsorship opportunities, please contact us at questions@theorganicview.com. Today's show is sponsored by Eden Foods, the most trusted name in certified organic clean food. When you shop online at edenfoods.com, enter the coupon code ORGVIEW to receive 20% off any regularly priced items, excluding cases. For other promotional offers, please visit theorganicview.com's website. And don't forget to check out our contest section. On today's show, John J. Berry, a retired U.S. Navy and Vietnam War veteran, is back to talk about the dire need veterans have to receive the medical support they need and why some of our elected officials are choosing to ignore their request for help. So I'd like to welcome back to the show Mr. John Berry. Good afternoon, sir, and welcome back to the show.
Thanks, June. I'm glad to be back on your show and very proud of it, really.
Mr. Berry, for people that are not familiar with your work, could you please share a little bit about yourself with our audience?
Well, I'm a U.S. Navy retired veteran with 22 years service and 4 deployments to Vietnam. I am also sick with Agent Orange infection. Presently, I'm working on my 5th cancer due to dioxin poisoning. And this has been going on for a good number of years with me. What I try to do is help other veterans, show them a way to get their VA benefits. And I also do a lot of writing for op-eds to the editors. I just finished one writing that I did, and it is being published, and it's titled Vietnam, Our War of Shame. It's presently being published all over the country. What our biggest problem is with our Congress and our Senate. So far, we have 297 members of Congress who are on board as supporters for House Bill H.R. 969, and we have 35 senators on board for Senate Bill 681. Now, these bills are titled the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Agent Orange Act. We need this bill. Either one of them. Both would be good, but either one will work. And then once passed and signed by the president, we will get these benefits for the Blue Water Navy veterans who cannot get benefits of any kind, health and compensation. This is really important to these guys. Presently, they're dying at a rate of about 300 a week. Now, that's pretty strong statistics. The bills were introduced in 2015. No CBO score had been assigned to those bills. Now, CBO is known as the Congressional Budget Office, and they're the ones who control all the money. So no money has been assigned to support these bills. So since there has been no money assigned during 2015, those bills are now carried over to 2016. Hopefully we'll get a dollar amount assigned to the bills. We don't need a lot of money. We need approximately $800 million. This is a drop in the bucket compared to what our government spends. This would take care of these veterans for approximately 8 years. By that time, none of us are going to be left anyway. Most Vietnam veterans today who served in the war are between the age of 62 and perhaps 82. I'm 79. I do have a disability from the VA, but only for one thing. It's they only recognize lymphoma non-Hodgkin's disease for Navy veterans out of over 60 other diseases. Why? I don't know. These guys are just as sick with other types of cancers, but the VA just refuses to recognize the Blue Water Navy for the other 60 or so diseases that is caused by Agent Orange. And the killer is known as dioxin. It got into the South China Sea. It drifted out there. And they say, the VA says that we can't get infected because it's in the ocean. Well, that's false. How the science on the dioxin, once it drifts out to sea, it goes down to the bottom. And the South China Sea is very shallow. So with 714 ships that were in the Vietnam War, and these ships are running back and forth close to shore, stirring up the bottom. Well, the dioxin rises to the surface, and Navy ships draw in salt water to make fresh water by means of evaporation, with a temperature of anywhere from 215 to 212 degrees Fahrenheit. And the dioxin stays in the fresh water. It does not get burned out. And that's how the Navy has become infected, because we drank the water. We washed our clothes in it. Our food was cooked in it. And it took several years for it to catch up to us. What it does is it harms the immune system. Any of us who have a strong immune system, it could take maybe 30 years. In my case, it took 30 years before it caught up to me. Some guys, maybe just a year. It all depends on the immune system and lifestyle. However, right now, with our Congress and our Senate, it's a stalemate. They need that money, that dollar amount assigned. Now, the only way we can get some help is we need to have the people, the American people, they need to write to their congressmen, they need to write to their senators, and they need to inform them that they are for those bills that I mentioned and that they should be passed. Our Congress and Senate are the only ones that can do this. Then the VA must abide by a new law. Right now, the VA is trying to stop this law from becoming effective. Why? I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. Neither does anyone else. This is what we need to have happen. Also, on another note, we have a presidential election coming up. All right, we have a lot of candidates on both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats. Only one candidate that I know of, and that's Donald Trump, has mentioned caring for our veterans. He's the front runner. As far as the Democrats go, Hillary Clinton is the front runner. She has not mentioned care for veterans. Now, I would suggest that people write to Donald Trump and write to Hillary Clinton, and if they would like to, write to all the rest of the candidates, Republicans and Democrats, and ask them, will they care for our veterans, and how will they care for our veterans? Mention the bills that need to be passed. This would help to let these candidates know that the American people are interested in helping our Vietnam veterans, especially what's known as Blue Water Navy, who cannot get the benefits that they need from the VA. They are all turned down for over 60 diseases. and they still turn them down. This is the help that we need. We need the help of the American people. And the only way that it's going to happen is by them making phone calls and writing letters to their congressmen, to their senators, and to the candidates for president. And let's see what happens with that. There's a lot of veterans in this country. There are well over 2 million Vietnam veterans who cannot get benefits. This is one way to try to do it. But nothing's going to happen without the American people.
Mr. Barry, why is it that it's taken this long for the veterans to get any assistance at all? You would think that, especially with the current administration being in place 2 terms, they would have done something by now.
Well, ever since 2006, okay, bills have been introduced for veterans care and also Blue Water Navy care. Now, that's going back a lot of years, 2006. This is now 2015. 21 years we've been trying to get benefits, and we still can't get the benefits. We're getting close, but no one cares. It doesn't seem like our Congress cares or the VA cares, and we're not talking a lot of money. Last year we gave away $267 billion to countries who hate us. We need less than $1 billion to care for the remaining veterans who need the help. It's not a lot of money. It's a drop in the bucket compared to what we're giving away to other countries. This is absolutely shameful of our government to not care for the veterans who fought for the freedom of this country. This goes all the way back to 1776, from when we fought England for our independence. And it's been going on like this now ever since then. This is modern day. We're in a modern age. Why can't our veterans get the help that they need? I have no answer for it, and neither does anybody else seem to have an answer for it. It's like as if our government does not care about us. They just want us to die off and leave.
What would you recommend that our listeners do, especially for the folks out there that are either family members of veterans or veterans that are still waiting for the help themselves? What advice do you have?
Well, I would say just about everybody in this country knows a veteran. And probably most of them know of a veteran who is sick in some way, shape, or form who needs help. These people can help. And my suggestion is, like I said, write or call or do both to their congressmen and to their senators. Tell them to get off their butts and let's get these bills passed. Now that we got the presidential election coming up, do the same thing with these candidates, and especially the front runners, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. But you can throw in the rest of them as well. Will they support the veterans? Will they support the bills to help these veterans to get the care that they need, health care and compensation? No, there are veterans out there from the Vietnam War who are so sick they can't get a job because they can't hold a job. If they're married, their wife has got to be the breadwinner. This is not fair. Also, what is not fair is that their wives have got to be the caregivers for their husbands. If the man isn't married and maybe he's living with his parents, his parents are being caregivers, or maybe a brother or a sister are being caregivers. This is not right. they should have the care that they need from the VA, and if they so that they can have some better quality of life. If they can't work, then they need some compensation so that they can properly live. It's all about the quality of life for health and for compensation. This is not fair to the men and women who fought in this war. We fought this war to keep our country free. We fought this war to free a country from the oppression of communism. Well, it didn't work. They say we won the war. No, we didn't win that war. We lost the war. It wasn't the fighters, and it wasn't the veterans who lost the war. Politics lost the war. They're the ones who lost it, not us. We were willing to continue on and fight forward and go into the North and win, even if we had to give up our life to do so. I'm one of those who was willing to give my life for the freedom of this country, and I'm just one of 250 million.
And it's a shame that this is what your country is giving right back to you, which is absolutely no support with any of the needs that you have with your health.
No support.
And that's a shame. Mr. Berry, I just want to say thank you so much for being on the show today and for sharing with us your plight to help getting the veterans the help that they need.
Well, the help they need is, it's got to come from our government, and our government doesn't care. They just want us to die off. Please call your congressmen and your senators and ask them to pass the bills that I mentioned. That's what we need. Once they're passed, then these guys will get the benefits that they need.
Thank you. And folks, please, by all means, try to support the efforts to protect our veterans and to get them the help that they need. Thank you for tuning in. This has been June Stoyer with the Organic View Radio Show. Have a great afternoon, folks.
Thank you, June.
Oh, you're very welcome.